Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sirwinski. On today's program, I am joined for my weekly chamber chat, as always, by Perry Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Lindsay Pasuti. And today we are also joined by James Curry. He is the Hospice Ambassador for Every Step Hospice. So James and Lindsay, thank you both for joining me today.
It's good to be with you today. Thank you.
James, we will start with you. First of all, when I say the name Every Step Hospice, people might be saying, what is that? Well, it's the rebrand of HCI Hospice Care Services. So tell us a little bit about the rebranding.
Yes. Well, I just want to thank you, Joe, and Lindsay, and KDLS for having us in today. And people have known us as HCI probably for close to 40 years throughout the Des Moines Metro and even here in Perry for many years that we have served in this community as well. We were founded as the first nonprofit hospice here in central Iowa and have served in that time thousands of families. So we wanted to find a name that kind of encompassed everything and brought it together. We do everything from home care, early childhood, community health, and of course, hospice care services across 44 counties. And our commitment here to Perry as well. You know, probably our listeners would know that we've served hundreds of families here and probably know some of those families that we've been able to help through that time. Kind of just want to get everything under one name, and that's Every Step, is being with the family and with the person through each step.
Absolutely. Dive a little bit deeper into that as far as why rebrand and why choose this name.
Primarily because, again, we just want to find a way that everything can come together with all the different programs that we have. I think last year I was told that we've served 63,000 people across 30 different programs throughout the state of Iowa. So we're very proud of that and proud of our commitment to the community in doing that. So just having something that's able to bring all of that together under one name and under one place that we're able to serve the Perry community, Des Moines, and throughout the state.
All right. Now, to celebrate the rebranding, next week we will be having a chamber coffee event that is going to be so much more than that for Every Step, correct?
Correct. We're looking to have a lot of fun with that. That's going to be a week from today on Friday, November the 9th, 8 in the morning. We'll get started. And we want to thank the Perry Chamber just for being a great partner in that. We're going to have coffee and pastries. It's actually going to be an open house for the entire day. If you're able to be there at 8, that's wonderful for the ribbon cutting. But come by anytime you can. We're at the Dallas County Hospital. So as soon as you walk through that front door, just veer to your right and our office is right there for Every Step. We'd love to have the community come by and have some fun with us. So a little break from all the political ads and everything going on for these last few months as well. So,
for sure. Now, you're also having a ribbon cutting there hosted by the chamber. So are you looking forward to possibly wielding those giant scissors?
I'm hoping so. If I can hold them all up together, maybe with Lindsay's help here, we can get all that cut at one time. So I think it'll be a lot of fun.
All right. Now, you mentioned that you are an organization that is spread throughout Iowa, but you do have a very special commitment to Perry, correct?
Correct. So we've been here a number of years. And just very briefly, I just think of a family we were able to serve here over the last couple of years in Perry. It was a Hispanic family and a lot of challenges, especially with the interpretation. We were able to bring an interpreter in and really serve that family well through that process. So it's one of the many things that we're proud of being able to serve not only a patient toward the very end of things, but also their family and continue that on through bereavement and just other services we're able to provide during that sensitive time toward the end of life. But to be there with the family each step as they go.
For sure. Well, James Curry with Every Step Hospice, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
It starts for us with just that first call with the holidays coming up and everything. We encourage people. I know sometimes around the Thanksgiving dinner table, it's not the easiest conversation to have or it's a matter of timing, but we just encourage families to have that discussion with family members when you're together with them. And just to make that first call, they can reach us. First, our phone number here in Perry, you'd talk to Michelle, our team assistant. It's 515-465-4705, or you can find us online at www.everystep.org and just get some basic information. We pride ourselves in being able to give education to families to start that process and start that discussion.
All right. Well, now we will bring in Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti and talk about some chamber-specific items. So first of all, we wanted to talk about something that happened this past week, which was a great event, and it was definitely the biggest one that I'd been to since coming to Perry, the Spooktacular. What did you think about this year's event?
It was definitely the biggest one that I've seen here in Perry too, Joe.
It's because it's the only one, right?
So far, so good, yes. So I spoke with just about everyone that was passing out candy that night, from setting up the barricades to going around making sure everyone's set and ready to go, and then just kind of being a part of the overall event. Really fun, and everyone I talked to just loves the event, loves seeing everyone that's coming out. And, you know, it's just a fun community. And several that I talked to thought that they gave out more than 1,000 pieces of candy. So that's about 1,000 kids coming through with their parents and everything. Showtime Dance was real fun to watch them in the middle of the street there. So really great that we can close down the streets and have that safe space for people to come out, you know, thousands of people to come out and enjoy downtown and community spirit for kicking off the holidays with Halloween, I guess.
For sure. And it was great weather. I'm sure that helped contribute to the high turnout. But what did you learn this year from the event that you can take into next year?
I think just having an understanding of the event as a whole and kind of knowing everything that goes into it. So it's just good to get the first one for me under my belt, and then we can go from there for future. So just knowing the logistics of it, to encouraging people to come down, and any little bit that we can tweak here and there and have fun with it.
All right. Now, another event coming up here. We are just days away from the general election, which means that we're also just days away from the chili feed. What can you tell me about the latest on this?
That's right. So we've ordered the chili. We are ready to go. Looking forward to this tradition as well. So on election day, we have hosted the chili feed for a number of years, and it's part encouragement to get out and vote, but then also just a good community event to host as well. So regardless of your polling station at the McCreary Center, feel free to stop by from 11 to 7 and get some all-you-can-eat chili or potato soup, and then there will be pie, things like that too. So $7 for the ticket, all-you-can-eat, and then $2 for the pie by the slice.
Still looking for volunteers from the chamber for that to help serve it?
We are doing really well. We're partnering with Kiwanis Club this year, so we've got a great group of volunteers as our base. Really, the only light areas are in the evening hours, and so I'm sure that we'll get those filled up. More folks will just kind of hang around and help us towards the end as well.
All right. One last thing to talk about is actually several things. It's ribbon cuttings. We talked about the ribbon cutting for Every Step Hospice. There is a wide assortment of ribbon cuttings, though, coming up here in November. So just dive right into it and tell us what we can expect for these.
Yeah, so we just talked about the one on Friday the 9th. But before that, even on Thursday, November 8th at 1 p.m., we will be welcoming Salvaged Soul with their ribbon cutting. They're doing a soft opening this Saturday, tomorrow, to see how things go. And then a grand opening ribbon cutting on the 8th. And then the next day, Friday at 8 a.m., we've got a ribbon cutting and chamber coffee at Every Step. Then that same day at 1 p.m. we'll be at the new Perry Barbershop. She's opening on Thursday, turning around, and we're having the ribbon cutting on Friday. And then the following week, Friday, November 16th, we will be welcoming Backwards Boutique with their grand opening and ribbon cutting. That will be at 11:30 a.m. So a lot going on, a lot of new businesses. We've watched the progress happen as we peek through the windows. So we're really excited to have those open and ready for the holidays and welcoming, especially with the barbershop, a niche service that is needed in a community of any size. And so happy to have Sarah coming to town from out of town. She saw Perry as an opportunity. So we'll learn more about that, I guess, later on. But it's just really exciting to have so much activity going on and being able to welcome these businesses to Perry.
All right. Well, Lindsay Pasuti, Chamber Director, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
I think that just about covers it. I think just enjoy what's all going on this time of year. Check the website and Facebook, and there's no excuse to say there's nothing going on, because that's not the case at all. Art on the Prairie is next weekend, and we've got a lot of great things to offer here in Perry.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Lindsay, and James as well. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks for having us, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with James Curry and Lindsay Pasuti. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.